A House subcommittee is taking a close look at whether the Food and Drug Administration is giving short shrift to the food part of its mandate. Recent problems with tainted spinach, peanut butter, and now pet food have lawmakers asking whether the FDA needs to do more to protect the public. NPR's Julie Robner has the story.
Michael and Elizabeth Armstrong of Indianapolis, Indiana, thought the bagged spinach they served their daughters last August was perfectly safe to eat in a salad. Within days, however, both 5-year-old Isabella and 2-year-old Ashley were ill. Isabella quickly recovered, but Ashley didn't. By mid-September, Michael Armstrong told a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee this morning, Ashley had been diagnosed with severe complications caused by E. coli.
The next week, about a week, when we were in intensive care, was pretty rough. We really didn't know if she was going to make it. At the time she was on dialysis, she required blood transfusions. Her kidneys had shut down. She had pancreatitis. She had brain swelling. It's a really nasty syndrome.
The Armstrongs themselves tracked the spinach Ashley had eaten back to the lot that had been recalled. Today, Ashley is on several medications and will soon need a kidney transplant. Her mother told the subcommittee their lives have been forever changed by the incident.
We always enjoyed eating very healthy. We love fresh fruits and vegetables. Now we can't eat them, one, because of Ashley's illness. We have to watch the high potassium and content. But also, we just don't trust that they're safe anymore.
And Michael Armstrong urged lawmakers to act.
These are my little girls, and it's my job to protect them, and that I teach them everything I can. But the one thing I found out is I can't protect them from spinach. Only you guys can. You can protect them. I can't. And I don't know what the right answer is, but I know what the wrong answer is. And that is to keep doing what we're doing when it's not working.
Families affected by the tainted food weren't the only ones urging Congress to act at the hearing. So did the Government Accountability Office. GAO's Lisa Shamus said Congress needs to give FDA the authority to recall food products, something it currently lacks. She also said Congress needs to better distribute food inspection funding.
For example, FDA is responsible for regulating about 80% of the food supply, but accounts for about 20% of food inspection resources, whereas USDA, the Department of Agriculture, is responsible for regulating about 20% of the food supply, but receives the majority of food inspection resources.
And even when FDA does inspections, sometimes they don't prevent problems. Charles Sweat, CEO of Natural Selection Foods, the salad processor implicated in the tainted spinach outbreak, said the FDA was actually at his plant the week the bad spinach came through.
Did they do any testing, or did they just come in and look around?
That subcommittee chairman Bart Stupak, Democrat of Michigan.
What they do is they come in and look at our documents when they review all of our compliance with all of our programs and controls.
But you're not required to do any testing.
The voluntary regulations and guidelines from the FDA do not require any testing.
So they're just looking at how you're handling a product.
They're just looking at our processes. That's correct.
Also at the hearing, the heads of two firms involved in the case of tainted pet food testified. The contaminant involved, melamine, has already been traced back to wheat gluten purchased from China, but now they think they know why the melamine was added, to make substandard gluten more valuable. Paul Henderson is the CEO of Menu Foods.
Melamine would make wheat gluten appear to have a higher protein content than was actually the case. For a seller who knows how the industry testing methods work, this would allow them to cheat buyers.
The FDA only yesterday got permission from China to allow U.S. inspectors in. It took intervention from lawmakers, another lapse in the agency's authority. The FDA will get its chance to respond at a separate hearing next month. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.